Chofres 7, Thursday the 6th of June, Rabbi Yonason Rudin, the only one, the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem.
Good morning. So, just as the sheets are being passed around, I told my four-year-old daughter that I was giving a shir. And she wanted to know, Daddy, what are you giving a shir about? So I said, how many Hashems are there? So she said, there's one Hashem. So I said to her, I'm teaching them, we're going to learn together that there's one Hashem. So she looks at me with a puzzled look. And she said, do they wear tzitzis? I said, yes. Then of course they know there's one Hashem. But I'm four and even I know that. She was quite puzzled by the topic of the shir. And the emes is that if we look at it carefully, it's a fascinating mitzvah. The mitzvah of Yichud Hashem. So we'll start at the very beginning, which is always a wonderful place to start. The Shulchan Aruch, Simon Aleph, Seif Aleph, says the Shulchan Aruch, get up like a lion. Well, not get up like a lion. Get up like a lion in the mornings. So Shulchan Aruch, of course, tells us the attitude with which we are meant to wake up in the morning. The Ramah says, you might not have to get up before Alois HaShachar, but certainly you can't be late for davening. Then the Ramah says something fascinating, and this is the way he's starting his Perush on the Shulchan Aruch. Shivisi Hashem Nenegdi Samid. I always put Hashem in front of me, who called Gadol Batera V'malis HaTzadikim, Ashaholchim Lifnei HaElokim. The Ramah is saying, before we start a Sefer of Halacha, before we start Dal Chalkei Shulchan Aruch, we need to set our sights. We need to realize, where is this all meant to take us to? What is the tachlis? In fact, the Chaye Adam starts off his sefer with the mitzvah of Dveikus Bashem, Uboi Sidbak. Again, the idea of starting a sefer halacha, telling us what it's meant to do for us. Shivisi Hashem Nenegdi Samit, to come to a constant awareness of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that seems very vague. So the Be'er Halacha, on the spot, says, HaRoitze L'Kayim Shivisi Kuro'u. If a person wants to fulfill this Ramah of Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Samit, how does one do that? How does one try and always place Hashem in front of them? Yizdariz, Shivizeles L'Kayim Mashakasav B'Shem Sefer Achinuch. He should try to fulfill that which it says in the Sefer Achinuch, Umipnei Goydel Chavivusam, and because of how precious these words of the Sefer Achinuch are, Ha'etikim Kama Gdolim B'Sifreihem, these words appear in many other Sfarim too. So this is the Lashon of the Sefer Achinuch, says the Be'er Halacha. Sheish Mitzvos, there are six mitzvahs, Chiyavam Tmidi, they have a constant obligation, L'Yivsikum Ha'adam Afilu Rega Achad Kol Yom, a person should not let them drop. A person should not cease from them, even for a moment. And any time, or at any moment, a person thinks of any one of these six mitzvahs, kiyam mitzvah saseh, he's fulfilling a positive Torah commandment, and therefore, the ein keitz l'matan schar mitzvahs. There's no limit to the amount of schar for mitzvahs a person can get from these sheish mitzvahs, because they're not tolui on a specific time, and they're not totally on a specific action. In order for me to be b'kayim my mitzvah saseh of tefillin, for example, it will have to not be Shabbos. It will also have to be daytime. And I'll also have to have a pair of tefillin. If I'm missing any one of those three essential parts, I've got a problem. I can't do my mitzvah. I want to do the mitzvah of Kiddush. It's got to be Shabbos. Lulav, it's got to be Sukkos. Ner Chanukah, it's got to be Chanukah. There are many mitzvahs maisius that require an action, and that action, of course, is limited or restricted to a certain point in time. These six mitzvahs are unique in that, number one, the Zman Chiyav is 24/7, and number two is they require no external prop. They require no external tool in order to be Mekayim the mitzvah. These mitzvahs are going on inside our headspace. So the mitzvah of Shivisi Hashem Nenegdi Samid is to be attached to Hashem in our thoughts. And there are six mitzvahs asay that we can be mekayim literally when we're standing for the bus, when we're waiting in line in the shop, when we want to make a decision in life. These are six mitzvahs that ought to guide us as we make any choice. So what are these six mitzvahs? We're not going to dwell on all six of them today. Time doesn't allow. But it's important to just be aware of them and remind ourselves of them. Of course, the first one is getting back to our first principles. L'ha'amin shesh eloka echad ba'aylam. To believe in one God who created everything. Everything that was, is, and will be. Comes from Hashem, of course. This is a mitzvah sasei avanoichi Hashem alekecha. That's mitzvah number one, to believe in Hashem. Mitzvah number two, ishlo na'amin b'shum Elohim zulasa, not to believe in any other gods apart from Hashem. Number three is the one we're going to speak about, liyachdoi. So we'll come back to that. Number four is to love Hashem, le'ahayv ha'makum baruchu. To love Hashem. How do we get to Ahavas Hashem? Through Talmud Torah, v'ayu advarim ha'ele. Person realizing that all the pleasures in the physical world, the ka'ayin, the ka'efes, they're nothing compared to the love of Hashem. Mitzvah number five is yirah shamayim. Taking the mitzvah seriously. Mitzvah number six is a mitzvah asay, not to go looking for trouble. Not to go looking for things that could knock us off the path of a relationship with Hashem of dveikus. Not to expose ourselves to external stimuli which will distract us from the tachlis hachayim. Those are the six mitzvahs, and every time a person thinks about those mitzvahs, a person thinks about those concepts, they are becoming davik to Hashem, they're attaching themselves to Hashem in their headspace, they're mekayim shivisi Hashem menegdi samid, and being that one can do that at any point and at any time, in case of the matan tcharim, it's a cash cow belaz. Of a mitzvah. Right? You can literally fulfilling mitzvahs any moment. So what is this mitzvah of Yichud Hashem? I mean, if you want to look at it carefully, when the Chofetz Chaim defined the first one, L'hamin shesh eloka echad ba'aylam, to believe there's one God. So once we know there's one Hashem, then what's mitzvah number three of Liyachdan? And the second point is, the fact that it says the mitzvah is l'yachdoi, to unify him, seems to imply that it's not just an awareness of a numerical value. That was my daughter's havamin. That as long as I know there's one Hashem, then I fulfilled the mitzvah. It would seem from here that that's the mitzvah of anochi Hashem alekecha, but the mitzvah of being miyached Hashem, actually requires me to do or to think something else actively. Meaning it's a mitzvah bifnei atzmai. It's its own mitzvah, independent of anochi Hashem elokecha, independent of lo yelecha, not having any other gods. It is a mitzvah that requires our headspace to do something active. So what is that? So let's have a look firstly at the Lashon of the Baal Lacha. Liyachdai. To unify him. Shene'emar, as it brings the well-known pasuk, of course, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So that is a mitzvah asay da'araisa of being miyachid Hashem. Upeirusha. Shema Yisrael, hear Jewish people, v'da'an, no. Ki Hashem, sh'ayve es ha'kol b'rtzoino. Hashem that created everything according to his will. And he is our God who supervises all the worlds. He is Hashem Echad with no partnerships, no add-ons, there's no Hashem plus something else or someone else. That for a Jew is Avodah Zarah. A perfect unity. Let's turn the page and explore this mitzvah a little bit further. So of course, we start with the pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And says the Sefer HaChinuch in Parshas Va'eschanan in Mitzvah Tov Yedzayim, Shenit Stavinu, we have been commanded therefore, Lahamin, to believe, Ki Hashem Yisbarach, for Apoyel Kol HaMetzius, Hashem runs the world, Adayin HaKol the master of all, Echad Belishem Shittuf, with no partnership. Shenema, as it says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Buzum Mitzvahs Asei Hiyena Agada. This is a good old fashioned Mitzvahs Asei, the Shema, not just the Mitzvah of saying Kriya Shema, Boikah, and Erev. But the message that Kriya Shema is meant to inculcate into us is also a Mitzvahs Asei. Accept this matter from me, Da'ehu, and know it. And be faithful to it, be loyal to it. Ki Hashem, Shehu Elokeinu, Achadu. Hashem, who is our God, is one. And the Raya says the Sefer Achena, that this is an independent mitzvah asay, independent of the mitzvah of Anochi and Yadiyah, independent of the mitzvah of Shema. It's because Amram Zivichrenu Levracha, Talmud b'Midrashim, Chazal say in many places, Al Minas liyached Shema, to unify his name. Kedei lekabel alav al malchus shamayim. Kloima, ha'hoida b'yichad, shetzeva ha'emana. An awareness, an admission of the yichad of Hashem. That there's a purpose, a tachlis of being miyached Hashem. Now I'm not talking about the l'shem yichud that some say before davening. I'm certainly beyond anything that I would claim to know about. What it means exactly to be miyached, shem yichad, I don't know. But it seems to be there's a purpose here of being miyached Hashem, in our sense of consciousness and awareness. Let's go further. The Rambam says, in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, Eloka Zeh, this God, Echad Hu, is one, Ve'ein Eshnayim B'lei Yisrael Shnayim, not two or more than two, Ela Echad She'ein Ki Yechido, Echad Min Ha'achadin Ha'Nimtzam Ba'Olam. As we say in Yigdal, Echad Ve'ein Yachid Ki Yechido. He is one, and there is no one like his unity. Of course, there's certainly la'afuke, other religions that believe that one is three, three is one, impossible and illogical premises and ideas. This is an echad where there is no one like him. It's a one like no other one in the world. It's not one that includes many component parts. It's not a one that can be divided. It is a one, and there is no one like anything like it. If we were talking about a mathematical one, then of course, one can be divided into half. One can be divided into four quarters, eight eighths. If you can apply a mathematical function to this one, then this is not the one that we're talking about. When we're talking about the Ribbono Shel Olam being Echad, Yachid, and Miyuchad, it's an indivisible one. It's a perfect unity that is not divided into parts. Of course, just philosophically for a moment, one cannot apply mathematical functions to infinity. You can't add to infinity, you can't take away from infinity. The Rambam has said, in the beginning of Yesodei HaTorah, explains that's what Ribbono Shel Olam is, infinite. So of course, when we talk about Hashem being one, it's not a one like one table or one chair or one anything. It's its own unique philosophical one. So what does that mean? Ilu haya elos harbe. Of course, if there were many gods, they would all have to be separate and unique. Hayuguf in the gviya is mipnei shein an nimnu neshavim b'mtsias an nifradin zemizeh. So he talks about the idea, if there's more than one, of course, each one's going to have his limits. Each one would have to have its limits, and therefore would have to be finite. And if it would be finite, it wouldn't be the Ribbono Shel Olam. So if there'd be two. I once had a funny conversation with a man on a... I phoned up for Orange once, for my pay-as-you-go phone, many years ago. And I get through, and eventually I sort out the problem. And I say to the chap at the end of the line, I said, where are you? He says to me, I'm in India. I said, fascinating. What time of day it is, what's the weather, what time of day is it, what's the weather like? So I start having a schmooze with him. It's 3 a.m. for him. He's exhausted. He's happy to have a conversation. I said to him, tell me something. Let me ask you a question. I hope you don't mind. Do you believe in one God or do you believe in many gods? So it startled. But he said, actually, I believe in three gods. I said, okay. Would you mind telling me how that works? He said, yeah, well, there's a God that created the world. There's a God that manages the world. And there's a God that rewards and punishes. I said, that's fascinating. What happens if they have a disagreement? he laughed. They cannot do that. They are gods. Right? He couldn't conceive of the fact that once you've got more than one, each one's going to have its limits. The moment it has its limits, that's not what we mean by Hashem. One of the Lubavitcher Rebbes once said, the God that the atheists don't believe in, I don't believe in either. God that the atheists don't believe in, I also don't believe in. Meaning the reason why they're atheists, because they don't fully understand what we mean by the Ribono Shel Olam. So this is what the Rambam is saying. The moment you have more than one, that cannot be what we mean by the Ribono Shel Olam. In fact, fascinatingly enough, you see through Shas, the concept of Shtei Rishuyos. We're familiar, perhaps, with the Gemara and Pesachim at the end of the Masechta. The Torah has a big question. How can you have arba kosos? How can you have four cups of wine on Pesach night? Harit zugos. You're not allowed to do things in pairs. Have another one. Get to five. Have a three, five. How can you have four? We don't do even numbers. Maral explains there, well, why is the Gemara? The Gemara goes for duff after duff about this concept of zugos. We don't do things in even numbers. The Maral explains that the reason why we don't do even numbers, of course, the halacha, man de kapit kapit, man lo kapit lo kapit, it's not something we, obviously we have arbakosis, so it's not something we are lemaisa concerned about, but the concept is certainly true. Well, what's our problem with even numbers? There are quite a lot of them. Why we've got an issue with it. Says the Maral, because even numbers are moira on shtei rishuyos. Implies a sense of duality. The Gemara says, as we know, Maskirin shalom yom balayla balayla bayom. When we daven shach, we say yotze arav barei chayshach, yotze shalom barei asakal. Marav golel arav mipnei chayshach, or chayshach mipnei arav. It's marav time, but we're mentioning the morning. It's shachris time, but we're mentioning the night. Why should we do that? Because at the times of the Gemara, there were certain sects of Avodah Zarah that were influential and seem to influence various parts of the Jewish people as well, to believe in a concept of Shtei Rishuyos, which is, of course, Avodah Zarah and Hatha Chatera. How does the world look? In fact, some of the Dead Sea Scrolls seem to imply this too. The Prince of Light and the Prince of Darkness. There's a constant battle. At the daytime, the forces of good are winning, but then by the time it gets nighttime, the forces of evil are winning, and there's a battle, and there's two gods, and they're fighting it out there in the heaven. Shtei Rishuyos. Says the Gemara, of course, therefore, when it comes to Shachris, you shouldn't have a Havamina. There's a fight going on, of course. The Ribono Shel Olam is the Yotzer Uvoi Rechoshech. And we make that message very clear to ourselves both at Shachris and Marav. However, if we look at the Pasuk, Yotzer Uvoi Rechoshech, Oyse Shalom Uvoire Ra, Ani Hashem, Oyse Kol Eilem. Who creates light and makes darkness. Who makes peace and creates evil. I am Hashem. I do all these things. So we go to the Gemara in Pesachim. It says the Gemara in Pesachim daf nun. Pasuk that, of course, we know from Zechariah, which is just immediately above it. V'haya Hashem lemelech al kol ha'aretz. And it will be that Hashem will be king over the entire world. By Yom Ha'ahu on that day, in Achris Hayamin. Yashem Echad, Ushma Echad. Hashem will be one, and His name will be one. Gemara asks the question, Atu Ha'idne Lav Echadu? One second. Obvious problem with the Pasuk. By Yom Ahu, Yashem Echad, Ushma Echad. On that day in the future, when Mashiach comes, Achari Kechlois HaKol, everyone's going to see Hashem Echad. What do I mean? The implication of that, of course, is that right now Hashem's not Echad. Atu Ha'idne. Lav Echadu, can it be that Hashem is not one now, only in the future? Is Hashem going to be one or not now? Amra v'achav v'chanina. It says v'achav v'chanina. No. Loika ilama zeha ilama ba. This world is very different to the world to come. Ha ilama zeh. Al b'sayres tevis aymeh baruch atay v'ametiv. Have good news, we won the lottery, you say atay v'ametiv. Of course, as we know, chmona litzlan al b'sayres ra'is. When we hear bad news, but matstik as hadin, and we say baruch da'ina emes. We relate to good as good, atoy ba'amitiv, and bad as bad, da'ina emes. Abba, la'ilam abba, kula atoy ba'amitiv. When it comes to ilam abba, we'll hear about a person passed away, baruch atoy ba'amitiv. We hear about a tragedy, Atay ba'amitiv. Ushmay echad, says the Gemara. My echad? What does that mean, ushmay echad? Atu ayidna alav shmay echadu. Could it be that nowadays Hashem's name is not one? Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Says Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, lo kaile mazaylam abba. This world is very different to the world to come. As we know, of course, every child knows. In this world, we see Hashem's name written, Yudke Vavke. We don't pronounce it as it's written. We're not Hayges Hashem Ba'isi Yosef. We pronounce it with the Shem Adnos, Aleph Dalet Nun Yed. Hashem's name is going to be written, Yudke Vavke. And we're going to read it, Yudke Vavke. Where do you see that in the Pasuk? So you see Moshe the Sneh, who go up to Shmoy's Perek Gimel. So shall you say to the Bnei Israel, the God of your fathers, of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, send me to you, Zeshmi la'olam, this is my name forever, v'zezichri, this is my remembrance, l'dar dar. Says the Gemara, look how the word la'olam is spelt, it's spelt chaser. Zeh shmi la'olam, as if to say, this is my name for concealment. Of course, the word olam, the world, is of course concealment, melashon ha'olam of the Ribbono shel Olam as well. Zeh shmi la'olam, zeh zichri la'dar dar. Am HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look, shani nechtav ani nekra. Hashem's telling Moshe Rabbeinu, my name is not to be said. You're asking what's my name, I've told Jewish people my name. Well, one second, one thing you should know. The way that you're going to say my name is going to be different to the way that you write my name. Hashem Echad, right now, by Yom Ahuyi Hashem Echad, Yishmai Echad, we say Hashem's name differently to the way that we read it. The way that it's written. Comes in Moshe Mashiach, we're going to be Haigas Hashem, but it's Yosef, we'll say it how it is. What's going on here? Something so powerful. Hashem Echad Ushmai Echad. Right now, we live in a world of Zeshmi La'ilam. We live in a world where, yeah, Taka. What does it look like? It looks like Shtei Rishuyos. It looks like there are forces of good and there are forces of bad. Ad Kidei Kach. Do we make different brachas on them, and we relate to them differently? We relate to bad as bad, we relate to good as good. By Yom Ahuyah Hashem Echad Ushmai Echad, suddenly, on that day, we'll have the clarity of the perspective of all of history. I think the Vilna Gaon says, what's it going to be like? When the brothers come to Yosef, and finally, after everything, after being brought to Mitzrayim, and this one's in prison, and Shimon, and Binyamin, and the cup, and they don't understand what's going on. All Yosef has to do is to say two words and everything makes sense. Ani Yosef. Wow. And that's why there was a famine, and that's why he had to come down to Mitzrayim, and that's why you're all worried about is your father alive, and that's why you put Shimon in prison, and that's why you put Binyamin and the whole plot and the cup. Ani Yosef answers everything. So in the Gemara, says the Gra. But Achris Hayom Hashem is just going to say Ani Hashem. Ani Hashem. Wow! We're going to have the perspective of Ani Hashem throughout all of history. And everything that looked like Ra, Oise Shalom Obey Ra, will realize Ani Hashem Oise Kol Eile. There's one source to everything. Not Shtei Rishuyos. There was one Ribbono Shel Olam, it looked bad. It looked good, but Etzem, it was all good. Right now in this world of Ha'alama, yeah! It doesn't look like Hashem Echad Ushmai Echad. Ato Yidna Lav Chadu. And therefore we say Dainamis, and therefore we say Atoy V'Ameitiv. Lo'aylam Abba. We can't even mention the words. But we will say Atoy V'Ameitiv on all the tragedies of Jewish history. Because we'll understand where it got us to. We'll understand Hashem couldn't have done it any different, and every single tragedy had to take us to the Tachlis. Right now, can we ever say that? Absolutely not. We relate to evil as evil, and we say Dainamis, and we tear our clothes. Ushmai Echad. On that day, and by Yom HaHuyah Hashem Echad, Ushmai Echad, we'll relate to good as good, we'll relate to everything that seemed bad was also good. We go to the famous Gemara of Rabbi Akiva. B'shah Shaitzias Rabbi Akiva Le'arigo, and they took out Rabbi Akiva to be killed. This man Kriyash Ma'ayah by soaking his bar, his besar, but Masrika Shal Barzal, flaying his flesh with iron cones, and he was saying Kriyash Ma'ayah, Makabal of Al-Malchus Shamayin. Famously, the Talmidim say to Rabbeinu Ad Kan, Atke de kach, he's saying, Amal Tashami. In fact, the Talmud Yerushalmi says he was laughing. Amal Ahem kol yama ha'yisim itzara posik. Zeh b'chol nafshecha afil neitel nafshecha. I didn't know, am I ever going to be able to mekayim this posik? B'chol nafshecha afil neitel nafshecha. I'm married to you. I said, Masa yavil yati v'kimenu. Who knows, am I ever going to get the opportunity to be moist and nefesh with the Rebbeinu Shalom Atke de kach? V'achshav sheba liyati now have the chance to fulfill this mitzvah of Mesiris Nefesh. La kimenu, I shouldn't do it. Now look what the Gemara says. Hayamarech be'echad at yatsasa nishmasa be'echad yatsasa baskal v'amra shrecha Rabbi Akiva shiatsa nishmascha be'echad. It's not a coincidence that Rabbi Akiva's life finishes in this unbelievably glorious moment of Mesiris Nefesh on the word echad. What's he teaching the Talmidim with his final breath? Exactly that. Hashem echad v'shmei echad. You think it's bad? Don't worry about that. There will be a time when we'll see the same Ribbono Shel Olam that gave me the life, this life of 120 years is the one that's taking me away. It might look bad, but it's not, because at that moment in his life, Rabbi Akiva has ultimate clarity. The mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, now we can go back to the Behalacha again. The mitzvah of Yichud Hashem is to go through life with an attitude. That attitude is a mitzvah asay da araisa of being miyachad Hashem. Bizman hazeh. Mitzvahs asid araisa. Look what the Mishnah Berurah says again. Liyach to Hashem Hashmayis or Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Fabi Peirusho. Shema Yisrael. Realize Jewish people. Uda. Ki Hashem Shahoyda Es Hakol. Beit Sinai. Hashem that is running everything. Whether things look good or whether things look bad. Whether things are going well for me or whether they're not. Whether my life is up or whether my life is down. Whether things are easy or whether they're tough, the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem is to plug into the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world. And everything, whether it seems good or it seems bad, is ultimately for the good. Right now we'll relate to it as bad. But this idea of Yichud Hashem, this mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, is meant to give us a sense of security, to realize there's a bigger picture. By Yomahu Yashem HaKadoshmoyechan, we'll understand everything. We'll understand how even the challenges, and even the hardest periods of our lives, we're actually bringing the world to the tachlis. This is the mitzvah of being Miyachid Hashem in our minds. We realize that everything is coming from one source. And the mitzvah Hashem, when we do, and if we're able to be zeichah, to be mekayim this mitzvah, it ought to fill us with a tremendous sense of security in the revenge.